You ever feel like life's just way too much to handle? Like you're constantly worried about what's next? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Today's Devo is all about going back to basics, back to when we were kids and didn't stress about anything. It's about learning to trust God like we trusted our parents back then with a simple, humble faith. So let's dive into Matthew 18 and see what Jesus meant when he said we need to be like little children. It's not about being childish, it's about something deeper. Our story is called Faith Like a Child by Elizabeth Cooper. When I was a young child, I didn't worry about the future or what I was going to do next. I was focused solely on the present, and I relied completely on my parents to guide me. They prepared my meals, drove me places, and bought me clothes and toys. My complete dependence on my parents created an unavoidable humility within me. I relied on their help and support in almost everything. I didn't know much as a child, and I had complete faith and trust in my parents to provide for me. In Matthew 18, Jesus' disciples ask him, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" The disciples weren't asking about God. They're thinking about themselves. In response, Jesus calls a little child to him. Then Jesus says, "Unless you turn from your sins and become like little children, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven." What does it mean to become like a little child? Jesus isn't telling us to become immature. He's telling us to think back to when we were completely dependent on someone else. Jesus wants us to have complete dependence on him. That's what it's like to become as humble as a child, admitting there's a lot we don't know and fully relying on God for everything. Faith like a child is believing that God loves us and he will provide for all our needs. Earlier in the book of Matthew, in chapter 6, Jesus tells us not to worry about the future or what to do next. He calls us to focus on the present. And when we do look to the future, we can rely on God to guide us. It's easy to get prideful and try to depend on ourselves for provision, but that never ends well. Instead, God invites us to seek his kingdom and his righteousness, remembering that he has already provided us with salvation through the perfect life, death, and resurrection of his son Jesus. So now we can have humble faith that God will continue to provide for us. Let's talk about this a little more. What might it look like for you to practice humility like a child? What is one specific thing you can depend on God for? God provided Jesus as the perfect sacrifice for our sins, and he also provided us with his Holy Spirit so we can always be with him. It's not because of anything we do that we can enter God's kingdom. It's all up because of Jesus' sacrifice. And if you want to learn more about that, you can go to unlocked.org and tap Know Jesus there in the menu. Now, as you and I can read in Matthew 18:3, then he, Jesus, said, "I tell you the truth, unless you turn from your sins and become like little children, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven." And I'd encourage you to dig a little bit deeper and read Matthew 6, verses 25 through 34, and chapter 18, verses 1 through 4, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you ever think about how many times you pick up your phone or check your lock screen for notifications? How about adding some encouragement to that with verse picks from Unlocked? Each quarter gets new custom artwork with a theme verse to remind you of God's love for you. Check them out and download them at unlocked.org/versepicks. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, talking about crying out to God for help, a little bit like a kid would for a parent in today's story. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.